Leo Frank, Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913-1914, page 9. Here is the extracted text from the image, amended motion. Georgia, Fulton County. State of Georgia, Nunn versus Fulton Superior Court, Leo M. Frank, July term, 1913. And now comes the defendant in the above stated cause, Leo M. Frank, and amends his motion for new trial heretofore filed in this case, and says that the verdict in the above stated case should be set aside and a new trial granted for the following reasons, to wit, 1. Because the court erred in permitting the solicitor to prove by the witness Lee that the Detective Black talked to him, the witness, longer and asked him more questions at the police station than did Mr. Frank the day when he talked to the witness Lee at 12 o'clock at night on April 29th. At the request of Black and Starnes, the detectives, Frank was induced to have an interview with Lee, the witness, for the purpose of eliciting information from him. The solicitor contended that Frank made no effort to find out anything from Lee, and to that end sought to show and was permitted to prove by Lee that Black talked longer to him than did Frank at the time stated. The defendant then and there at the trial objected to such evidence upon the ground that it was irrelevant, immaterial, and was a mere conclusion of the witness. The court admitted the evidence over such objections and in doing so erred because said evidence was unwarranted, immaterial, and a mere conclusion of the witness and injurious to the defendant. 2. Because the court erred in permitting, over objections, the witness Lee to testify that Frank, on April 29th, when alone with him at the station house, talked to him a shorter time than did Mr. Arnold, one of Frank's attorneys, when he interviewed the witness just before the trial. The detectives had induced Frank to talk to Lee alone on April 29th at the station house for the purpose of inducing Lee to talk. Mr. Arnold, in the presence of Lee's attorney, and the